Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
RadioNetwork.com. That's sales.
Dire Straits bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Lee Branham is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, founder of Keeping the People. Put a .com on the end of that, keepingthepeople.com. You'll find him and online. His book is called The 7 Hidden Reasons Employees Leave. And so I encourage you to and also re-engage too, right? That's a new one, isn't it?
Actually, Reengage came out in 2010, based on the analysis of 2.1 million employee engagement surveys.
Right. Yeah. And that's the newer one, right? That's the
last
one.
Is the newer book in terms of the first edition. The 2012 book edition of The 7 Hidden Reasons Employees Leave came out in 2012.
Right. Okay.
Two years later.
So folks, check all that out, and wherever books are sold. Lee is bringing us some great examples of small businesses that have raised their level of sophistication in finding, acquiring, and onboarding employees. These are small business owners just like you and me, and he's already told us about two great stories. We got another one, right, Lee?
Yeah, this one is not as complicated. It's a company in Southern California that have actually merged with another company. It was called Motec Software. It was a software company that specializes in customizing industrial computers for use on warehouse forklifts. Hmm. And it dominated its market niche to the point where it was acquired by AFS Technologies. But the founder and CEO, her name was Ann Price, and she wanted to make sure she attracted the very best IT workers. And what she wanted to do was to make sure they had a life outside of work, because a lot of these IT workers are just driven and work, you know, long hours, work weekends, work, you know, into the night. And she had 20 employees, and she did ask them to keep 9 to 5 hours. But what she decided to do was to just give things that the average small business would not do. And her strategy was to buy lunches for them at some of the best restaurants. She actually brought in a hairdresser for the employees once a week. And she decided to give new employees 1 month vacation a year.
Wow. And very generous.
She would even go to the point where if employees postpone taking their vacation, she would actually go in, interview them about where they would go to on vacation if they could, and she would book the vacation them herself. And so they were forced to take their vacation time.
And go with them?
And she had actually, she didn't do this with every employee, but with some of the employees, she actually went on the vacation with them. So this sounds pretty extreme. But the message she was giving was, you know, this is your life. You know, you should be out living your life and enjoying life. So she had a 1% turnover rate.
Wow, 1%.
Highly stable workforce. So the benefit of this is, you know, you avoid disruption of service to the company's clients.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly how it worked. So not every company has the same strategy, but you sort of gear your strategy to who you are, what your temperament is, who your employees are, what it takes to keep that particular type of employee, what are they interested in, and it comes from really understanding them.
I want to come back to my monetizing this example. You know, a lot of people look at employees, and they think of them as an expense, right?
Yep,
and they can't figure out how they could possibly stand to pay them more money. How could they possibly afford to pay them more money or do some of these cool things that these people are doing? But they're not taking into consideration that by not doing that, there are disruptions, there's crises, there are other steps that have to be taken to manage the people the way you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But all those things cost money.
Yep.
So if you didn't have to do those things and you could save that money, what if you gave that money to the employees, which is what she did?
Yeah, well, it's an investment.
And so she had lower turnover, and her life was simpler.
Yep. I mean, what she saw it as the pay is an investment in the results.
Yep. But realizing that there are many, many different ways that your workforce can either take away or add to your bottom line. Hey, Lee, I got to wrap it up. Give us the website one more time, please.
It's keepingthepeople.com.
Lee Branham, ladies and gentlemen. Lee, will you come back soon?
I sure will.
We'd love to have you here. Lee Branham, ladies and gentlemen, a longtime Brain Trust member. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.